Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today I got with me John Vong, and he is with Local SEO. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Lee. I'm excited.
So Local SEO Search is your company. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so things are good. I mean, we're really helping small, medium-sized businesses generate more visibility online, right? Creating more of a digital footprint and really helping them elevate their game in the different world that we see today, which is more and more people spending more time consuming information digitally.
So now, what is kind of the profile of your ideal customer? Who buys your stuff?
Yeah, so we've been focusing more on small, medium-sized businesses, usually family-run, the bricks and mortar service type, product type, but typically, your local dentist or lawyer or physio-chiro, just service-based, community-based, and the ones that really serve a purpose, right? That really are looking for more of a digital footprint to generate more visibility, right? And that's who we connect with more often because that's really core to my values. I really like helping the local people.
So now when you're working with a customer like that, I would imagine their background isn't in SEO or it's not in digital marketing. It's in being a dentist or being a whatever they are. How do you kind of educate them on some of the basics?
Yeah, so that's always the hardest barrier, right? Education and getting them up to speed because this is a different landscape altogether. People are so accustomed to traditional media. They can touch, feel, and see or hear things. But with digital, especially when it goes on behind the scenes to help a website rank on the first page of Google, they don't really understand what it really means, right? Yes, you need to create great content. Yes, you need to have a fast website. But how do you go about doing it and show people that, right? So that's the biggest barrier. So I always try to educate as much as possible, give them more of the basics and overviews, but really give them more of a foundation as well so that they feel comfortable as to my knowledge and expertise so that they understand it's more of a relationship play than, a promise.
Now, in your work, some of the ways that you were talking about, like being ranked number one on Google, that's kind of a vague statement. Like to be ranked number one in Google for dentist, that might be difficult. To be ranked number one for dentists in Wichita, that might be difficult. To be ranked number one of dentists in Wichita at a certain zip code, that's another way to be ranked number one. How do you really help them hone in on where to be ranked number one and the things they have to do in order to get the customer to come in their door?
Yeah, definitely. So understanding, the client, which is say the dentist, who their ideal customer is, what radius do they really service, and what do they want to be known as in terms of, is it an emergency type of dental care? Is it Invisaligns? Is it braces? Is it, veneers? Is it cosmetic? Is it pediatric? Like there's so many different subsets. And yes, everyone wants to dominate every single one, but you should specialize. You should really niche down and be known for that in your locale or in your region, right? So what I really uncover from all clients is, what do you want to be positioned as? What is your expertise? And niche down as much as possible, go as granular as possible so that we can service you at a really good level because you understand who your ideal customer is. And then I can position you digitally to hone down on those exact type of profile of those clients so that they can convert very well for you.
So now what if I live in a market that has somebody that has a lot more money than I do and they've been like a lawyer, for example, there's a lot of, we're broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. There's what we call them billboard attorneys.
Yes.
They're on every single billboard.
Yes.
They're on every TV commercial. So if I'm just a lawyer that just, you know, is starting out, I don't have anywhere near the resources to compete with them. How would you recommend that I kind of at least show up somewhere? Is it to just niche out, like you said, just find some super narrow thing that I can dominate?
Yeah, so that's a great situation. That happens all the time. There's always new business owners that are coming into the market. And just like dentists, there's one in, or a couple in each street corner in every single market. So how do you differentiate yourself? What I always advise people to do is start off by running a good business, understanding who that profile is, your ideal customer. And that means getting your foot wet in different marketing channels, understanding and maybe even, making mistakes along the way, right? Once you determine who you want, how you want to position yourself, then an SEO campaign can really elevate you, really take you to a different spot. But yes, niche down is always the easiest and fastest way to compete because everyone's going after very broad terms like your family lawyer, personal injury lawyer, criminal lawyer, whatever it may be, very broad. But once you get into the nitty-gritty of a car accident or brain injury or motorcycle accident, it goes into a longer tail keywords and therefore less volume, less competition, but allows you to rank more easily. So once you refine it by going after a longer search query, it allows you to at least get some quick wins along the line of positioning yourself as a leader or thought leader for that given niche once you start specializing.
When you go down through the long tail, what is kind of a minimum volume size you would look at in order to think it might have a chance of working in that niche?
I don't think volume has a big correlation. For instance, if there's 10 people searching, right? The key is if you get one case or two cases, that could be your whole advertising budget for the whole year, right? I believe of conversion rate and there's less competition going after longer tailed versus broad terms. And those broad terms, they're going to be shopping around anyways, right? So if you really refine your content from not just your website, written, audio, video, infographics, images, to really position yourself as that leader expert, your customers are much savvier today than ever. They're going to do their due diligence. They're going to check you out, check out the reviews, check out your website, and check out some of the other places that they can find information on you, right? So the more narrow you are and specialized, they will figure out what your specialty is, and they will either like you or not. Not only do you need to rank on the first page, not in particular the number one search option, but on the first, I would say, five, at least you have the visibility and option for that customer or potential customer to choose you. And that's what it's all about, being more visible, top of mind and present when that potential customer is in search of some of your services or products.
So now walk me through an onboarding. When you're working with a new service provider in a local market, what are some of the questions you're asking them? Or do you give them a bunch of homework to do so you can kind of learn how to help them more?
Yeah, so I do go through quite an intensive onboarding process because I need to ensure that they're a good fit with an SEO agency because we're a little bit different and unique because we want to really help clients, but they also, I'm vetting them as much as they're vetting me to see if they are in alignment with my values because we do want to help small, medium-sized businesses, but ones that actually have gone through the nitty-gritty of trying to learn what works and what doesn't, but also understands who their ideal customer is. So we typically don't go with new business owners because they don't really know if it's a good business to be in yet. I typically want to work with someone that knows they want to be doing what they're doing for the next 5, 10, 20 years. And this is where they want to be positioned as, right? They want to specialize, they want to niche down, and they want to be experts or authoritative figures in their domain, niche, locale, right? So onboarding, they have to be a good fit. And then, of course, we got to ask them right questions, right? Like, ensuring that they own a website, making sure that they understand that journey and where that persona of that ideal customer. Because once you get to know who they want to be, then you can cater your whole campaign to target more of their niche down ideal customers for them.
Now, how do you manage their expectations on how quickly they'll start seeing results? Because a lot of SEO is kind of building content and creating, you know, kind of those content assets that are found. But there's also, you know, you probably are layering in some pay-per-click, maybe some social. How do you get them all to play together and also manage the expectations of the client? Because they think that I paid you guys, so I'm ready for all my leads now.
Yeah, so that's also very challenging because there's a lot of misinformation out there. The challenge is because there's a lot of unknowns. You don't own a lot of things digitally, right? You're using different platforms like search. Google owns it. Facebook owns it. Twitter owns it. Instagram owns it. You're basically serving up content or ads in hopes that they are ready to purchase at that given time. With SEO, you basically own real estate. So you're trying to build credibility, equity, I would say, onto that first page so that more and more people who are ready will typically go past those paid and be in more control in terms of navigating through the search result. In terms of expectations, it's a challenge, right? Like I only go through benchmarking and competitive analysis in terms of a rough estimate, but there's a lot of unknowns too because Google's always updating their algorithm as well. So there's so many different factors in play all the time, and there's a lot of testing that can be done. We always tell people, like, there's no guarantee, but we know that we're going to be positioning you as more of a thought leader for that given specialty. And the sooner you get on board, the better you're off than waiting as the longer it takes, because there's more competitors coming into the market and the ones that are in play will always continue building their influence. So you need to get in if you plan on doing this for the long term, because, you know, SEO is a long-term game. It's really to position yourself as an expert, and hopefully it generates you the best inbound leads in terms of any format of lead gen for any of the different platforms out there.
And then how much should they budget for a service like yours or SEO in general?
Again, that's another fine. You know, I've seen clients used to spend $5,000-$10,000 a month. We start at $1,000 a month because we really value working with the family-run small, medium-sized businesses. Our core value is really to be really helping more than anything and not about big corporations where it's all about profit. I really value relationships more than anything. So really just connecting with your agency or inbound, you know, your staff to see what works for you, right? And really it's all about relationships. If you know that they're in alignment with all your core values, then maybe that's a good agency to work with. But if you're looking at doing everything in-house, do you have the proper team from content to pay to links to dev to SEOers? Like, it's a lot of things and assets and a lot of people in play, right? And do you have the budget for it? And do they have experience? So you have to play and figure out what's good and suitable for your situation.
And what's been the, maybe you can share a success story. You don't have to name the name, but somebody that you really made an impact on their business.
Well, for us, it's all, I believe we're doing a fairly good job. We've been in an agency for 7 years, and I didn't really come from a technical background. I actually worked at Yellow Pages for all those people that don't know. It's a printed phone book. I was there for 5 years, and I understood that there was a need and demand and a shift in users in terms of they used to get a good return on investment through traditional media in directory, and Google kind of replaced it. And understanding paid versus SEO, I moved towards specializing in SEO because it's very similar to how Yellow Pages position itself. So for us, success, I've transitioned a lot of Yellow Pages advertisers that were, you know, spending roughly the same amount, you know, from 15 to 20,000 a year. And I was able to save them money, but get them 2, 3, 5 times X the returns, right? From every different niche. And really, it's really understanding the platform, understanding how to position them digitally to enhance their exposure, right? And connecting with them. Because I come from more of a sales marketing background, but I've worked with a lot of business owners. So I understand what business owners really care about, which is, what's my return on investment? Is it generating you real solid leads that convert? And are they my ideal customers? Because everything else can be, you know, yes, great graphs, great images. It doesn't translate to real business.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or someone on your team, what's your website?
You can find us at www.localseosearch.ca. And that's based in Toronto, Canada, but we do service clients all across North America.
Good stuff. Well, John, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.